Hi everybody, I'm Jeff Suckendorf, CEO of NTVs. I don't even know the name of my company anymore, it's changed. We did that five times.
Is the name changed?
Yeah, it's UTD Scuba Diving now, not just Unified Team Diving.
Well, it's UTD Team Diving, or UTD Scuba Diving.
Or UTD, but depending upon how old you are. How long?
What? Yeah. You gotta have an official name.
It's UTD Scuba Diving. Hi everybody, welcome to the UTD Scuba Diving Podcast. I'm Jeff Suckendorf, CEO, and I'm with Ben Boss, our training director. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
And our super special guest, Sherry Gould, who is an awesome athlete and recreational diver. Hi, Sherry.
Hello. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh my God. Awesome you're here. And so what are we talking about tonight?
Side mount. A little bit about side mount from different perspectives, which is really interesting.
Yeah, side mount
my perspective is recreational diving, and of course Ben Boss's perspective is way different from much more complicated diving.
Yeah, and I'm in the middle someplace, you know. Yeah. Lots of tech diving on the side mount and lots of cave diving on side mount. So so we're gonna just start and see, you know, where this conversation on recreational side mount goes and what your experiences, Sherry, are with it, and how that turned into something super cool for you.
Yeah, happy to share.
I view it as a tool.
You what?
I view it as a tool.
Oh, okay.
So I do side mount if the job requires it. Or
what would that be? What do you mean if the job requires
it? Well, I mean, side mount was invented to go into very narrow spaces.
Ah,
so
okay.
I do the Z system. Is just a great iteration of a side mount system where I think we can keep all our strong, consistent protocols in place,
mm-hmm.
and still reap the benefits of side mount diving. It's a light setup. It's easy to travel with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very scalable. One tank, two tank, multiple tanks.
Mm-hmm.
And it has the benefits of the consistency we have in the whole training.
So I'm just curious. So side mount seems to make so much sense.
Mm.
So when you're training your students and you're off and, you know, you meet them wherever you do in Europe or wherever it is, that it's like even from the beginning that you don't introduce them to side. I mean, there's something I'm missing here. Like it's just so much simpler and it's so much easier on the, especially new diver, you know, all the weight. And I hate to say just for women, but tons of it's kind of interesting. There must be a reason. Is it just tradition that people are just used to having tanks on their back?
Yeah, I guess it's tradition. I mean, if you're teaching new divers that maybe don't have their own equipment.
Okay, because they're not going to find side mount.
Not in the same way. Because. Mm-hmm. When we take a step back and look at when side mount was invented, it was invented with a very specific goal in mind, right? It was invented to go into places where back mounted divers couldn't fit, basically. And basically there the whole market kind of shifted a little bit. You got some divers that weighed the desire to go into places where they couldn't fit with back mounted doubles. Mm-hmm. Higher than the safety those back-mounted doubles provided. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the development the development of a back-mounted double set as we know it today, it started off being two separate tanks on your back individually placed. So you have two individual side or back-mounted tanks, and they figured out that's a hassle. Because you have to change regulators underwater.
Right.
Versus them being connected, right? So you got air sharing issues, all that sort of stuff, brought hassle. So they figured out, let's put these things together with the manifold. Because to have one huge tank is not feasible. They don't exist.
Of course not, yeah.
So two tanks together with a manifold, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But then they realized, hey, wait a minute. If that manifold gets compromised, we lose all of our gas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the isolatable manifold got invented.
Oh, okay.
So you have a twin set on your back with a knob in the middle that isolates the left from the right tank. Happy days. Everyone accepts that to be the safest way of twin set diving.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that there's no single point failure in that system. That's not entirely true.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be a good subject for another time. But that's an accepted way of, you know, responsibly diving a twin set now. Now, when the side mount was used to go into these very tight spaces, those divers deliberately chose to give up that safety aspect of an isolatable twin set on your back to two single independent tanks. And these were basically solo divers. They were diving. The way they were diving is they were doing dives where they accepted that any problem which might arise would be solved by them. So equipment problems, anything would be solved by them. So
you're talking solo divers, like just going down on their own completely?
Yeah, they're going down on their own completely. A bit like, you know, some mountaineers go climbing on their own.
Yeah. But kind of contradictory to UTD, right? Which is team.
Yeah, in diving, it's very controversial if you go solo diving or not. And some organizations are even training divers to do solo dives, even though they're calling it self-reliant divers or something or other than that.
Do you agree with that?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah, it's just a stupid, right? I mean, it just does not make sense. There's diving's like the most dangerous sport I ever do. I mean,
for me,
potentially dangerous.
There's a risk of underwater that if you have some kind of medical mishap in your body, if you fall over here and faint, you're still in an atmosphere you can breathe in.
Right.
The problem with being underwater is if that happens, you
die.
You're gone.
Yeah.
Where here you have a genuine chance of survival.
Right.
So this is really interesting, right? Because when you take this back to where we started this 10 years ago, where UTD came up with the idea of combining the safety of back mount isolatable doubles with the convenience, the ability to move through small spaces of side mount, and came up with this Z system. That was a whole gigantic change, sort of in the consciousness of side mount, right?
Yeah.
Because it gave you the ability to always have consistent air sharing, consistent emergency procedures and all that. And that was the really cool part of it, of bringing this sort of manifolded system, which you've experienced to the technical and the cave divers who needed it to get into small spaces and caves or wrecks. But then we discovered really fast that it's super cool in open water.
Right.
Right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
A lot of divers adopted like any kind of side mount diving, basically also because it's a new thing, like especially now side mount appears to be the new black, right? But you got all these different, completely different configurations, two long hoses, two short hoses, one long hose, one short hose. And it's really outlandish to me that there's no way, shape, or form of standardization within that.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to me. I've tried many different forms of side mount, independent doubles with long hoses, short hoses. I always felt personally it was a bit clunky having tried the set system as well, because it's just a matter of keeping all the things you know, all the motor skills you know in place. The only difference is the tanks on your side instead of on your back. I really enjoy
that. Yeah, but what about the thing about you can jump into the water and someone hands you your tank? I mean, how great is that?
So let's go back to Sherry's background as a diver, which is super cool, right? Traditional recreational training, right?
Yeah.
BC, octopus, kneel on the bottom, the whole thing. And then when you discovered UTD, there was a small shift, right? Into proper buoyancy, proper trim, non-silting propulsion, which you took to like a fish to water. It was amazing. And were the first dives you did with UTD in back mount? Or did you go into side mount right off the gate?
You did side mount right off. I mean, you introduced me to side mount right off the
day one.
The bat. Yeah.
Yeah, day one. So,
because I had done traditional. That's all I knew was traditional. So yeah, you introduced me to it and we went to the pool up in Carlsbad. I was like, well, what's going on here? And it was just, to be completely honest, I mean, for years I've been diving and that incredible weight, especially when you go from the shore, if you do a night dive or something like that and you're walking in and even with one, it's just super heavy. So all of a sudden I was introduced to side mount, and you know, you get ready, you get your wetsuit on, you get all the equipment, you make sure everything's ready, you inflate your BC, you jump in the water, you're floating there, and someone just hands you this very heavy tank, and you just hook it up. And it is amazing, because you would think, and my logical brain says, well, I'm going to be completely imbalanced in the water. I'm going to just tip to the side because I've got this big old tank that weighs so much. And it's just not that way at all. It's pretty amazing.
That's because you're using an aluminum tank.
Yeah.
And a lot of divers also using side mount with steel tanks to offset the fact that if you use an aluminum tank, you need to get that weight somewhere else.
Right, but I think that no matter what kind of tank, I'm not sure what we use, but in the water, when you're submerged, the weight didn't make a difference.
No,
you can't tell the difference.
No, you can't tell the difference.
Back mount, side mount doesn't make any difference.
So for me personally, it was just amazing to be able to do a dive, get used to kind of this different feeling, have someone hand me the tank, not have to, you know, jump over the side, you know, in the backward fashion, plugging your nose, and just simply jump into the water. You know, first fill your BC, jump in the water. Someone hands you the tank. You just click your thing together. Boom. You go down. Then you come up and you disengage and you just hand people on the boat the tank.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of cool. You know, it just really makes sense. And it was super light and easy to be able to dive at whatever depth we were diving. And it was there. It didn't get in my way. I was concerned about that. Like, side dive, does that mean I won't be able to use my right arm, my left arm? And that didn't happen. Mm. I love side diving. I really do. I love a side. I think it's such a way to make normal diving, not cave diving or anything. I don't know about that. I can't speak to that. But in terms of just open water diving, it just makes it so easy and so fun.
And we have to really get to the point that you're a really strong athlete. It's not like you can't pick up a tank.
Right. No, I mean, you know? I can, but my preference is, as long as I'm going to do kind of an easy sport as far as exercise, make it easy, you know, make it fun, make it convenient, And in that open water dive situation, it really is amazing. I just love it. I really love it. It is super easy.
But comparing that ZIT system to a traditional side mount setup it will be very clunky, to say the least, to do a traditional side mount dive with a single tank. Because all the hoses you need would have to come off that regulator that's on the side mount tank. And it's almost impossible to configure that in a sleek way, because it's like hoses sticking out left, right, and center off the first stage. So even though it's possible, it's very unlikely you'll see that. So traditional side mount would have to have two tanks. And then the ease.
Wait. So you're looking at us like, why is that?
Well, I've only had one tank, so I guess
right,
I'm not following
that. Because you're
that.
Using the manifolded Z system.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you've got that cylinder going into a distribution block behind your head, and that block is sending gas to two regulators, your BC, your dry suit if you had one on.
Mm-hmm.
But
everything.
You probably never will again.
You're too warm.
It's
No.
So that's the key to that. What Ben is saying in side mount, in traditional side mount, what we call independent side mount, that manifolding system doesn't exist. So all of the gas has to come off the regulators, and the hoses have to be routed in a way that makes it safe. So if you have one tank with one regulator, you've got all the hoses coming off that thing on your side, and it's kind of can be a cluster.
It's very clunky. If you, like the situation you described, jump in the water, someone hands you a tank from the back of a liveaboard boat or something like that, it's one hose you connect and you're good to go.
Right. As well as going on a dive from the shore where, you know, clunk down versus just carry your tank, it floats quite rapidly. You get to a place, think about that. You get to a place where you can just connect it, clip it up, and off you go.
Right.
You get to a place. I mean, there, it's not just, you know, live aboard and everything else. It's also from the shore.
Yeah. I mean, shore diving also poses some challenges if you do a shore dive with two tanks, because then you have usually a hand too little, because you got a hand for your fins, a hand for a tank, and then you need one more tank. So it can pose.
Well, no. That would be difficult. Yeah, I'm talking about probably a shorter. I've not experienced a two tank.
A single tank.
A single tank. Yeah. And a single tank is for most of us that are, you know, not. I mean, we're recreational divers that love diving in these beautiful situations, but don't necessarily need to stay down for an hour an hour and a half.
Usually,
so that's I don't know, but I think that that's a majority of divers in the world. I mean, totally. We're recreational. So if you look at the population of people that just love diving, we want to go down. We want it convenient. We want it not so heavy. We want to be able to make it a possibility without the inconvenience. And if you make it easy for the majority of us that are recreational divers, not the specialist divers that need, you know, the double tanks and need to be down and need to be down at 200 where they burn a lot more of the, you know, a lot more gas. It's, anyway, it's ideal.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
So let's talk about the Red Sea. Cause this was the first big, huge open water side mount trip that you did, right? And the coolest thing I think about side mount in the Z system is that it's scalable. This is the thing that makes me really excited. So, you know, we were able to do three dives a day on side mount, and both of the systems, yours and mine, were rigged to be able to do single or double tanks, right? And at these slightly medium deep depths, right, 100 feet, 30 meters, you know, you've got a tiny little breathing rate because you're a tiny little person, but I have a normal breathing rate because I'm a normal person. So normal sized person. So to do a single tank dive at 30 meters or 100 feet, it's hard to have enough gas to go the whole distance, because you'll have enough, but you won't have enough for you and me to ascend.
True.
Right. You won't be able to keep rock bottom in the cylinders. So on those dives, so the first dive of the day, 100 feet, 30 meters, we both take two tanks. You're only going to use one, but you're going to have enough rock bottom gas in there in case I have a problem and I need to use your gas to come up. On the second dive, 20 meters, 60 something feet, you can take one because I need less, you need less, and I can take 1.5, which is what we were doing, I think, on that trip. Mm-hmm. I'd take a full one and whatever was left over half on the other one and plug those two in, you would take one. And we scaled it that way. And then on the third dive of the day, which was like a little 20 footer, little, you know, 6 meter dive, we both take singles. And it's awesome because you're not reconfiguring anything. You're not changing the weight. You're not changing anything, right? Because the BC carries the weight of the gas and you're waiting for your wetsuit and the cylinders and all that has nothing to do with anything. And it was really cool because there was never any issue on gas.
Never. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And
that,
well.
And that trip had a ton of Zodiac diving. And I think most, I don't know about you, but I think most of the injuries I've seen in diving, the physical injuries come getting in and out of Zodiacs with doubles.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's hard.
I always tell the students regarding side mount also that you got to get into a mindset that there's not one single way of getting into the water or out of the water when you're diving with side mount. In back mount, you put it on your back and that's it, right? You either jump in the water or roll backwards, but that's about as different as it gets.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a side mount dive from shore, you might want to walk down to the shore first with your tanks and then from there take it in, maybe clip off your fins to your harness somehow. If you're diving in from a boat, you could, you know, from a liveaboard platform, you could have, you know, set it up all like sitting with your tummy on the platform, having your feet dangling over the side. You put all the regulators and all the tanks in place as if they were underwater and just jump in. In a dinghy, you might clip the tanks to your D-rings on your chest and wait to sort them out and clean them up when you're under the water. So depending on how you get into the water, you might have a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that a lot of divers have to get used to in the beginning, I think. Because they're so used to having one set way of putting equipment on their backs or a side mount. And then they have to, like, deal with that. Like running around with tanks on their sides on the shore is not very fun. It's much easier, even though it's heavier, on your back.
That's true, but you know what? I guess I've never experienced running around with that tank still. That's the whole point of it. I never have the tank attached to me when I'm on the shore or on the boat. I mean, that's the whole point. I may have to carry it, but it's not a not attach me. I can just pick it up with my fingers and carry it that way. So it's just interesting. It probably is more advantageous if, you know, you're on a liveaboard or you're just doing a day dive. It doesn't have to be a liveaboard, just a day dive, and just want to make life so easy. And there's someone just handing you the tank. I'm sorry. I'm sounding like a total weakling. It's true, but
I love you want to enjoy yourself. Yeah. Right? I mean, you don't want to break your back.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is a lesson to be learned, I think, to a lot of divers that, you know, take stuff with them underwater they don't need. In UTD, we have a very clear, you know, set of rules we adhere to. It's very simple. We don't take anything underwater we don't need. Use the appropriate tool for the job.
Including gas.
I mean, if you want to do a 10-meter shore dive,
yeah,
leave your double 12 or double 100s at home, because there's no point in lugging it around. The beauty comes that if your configuration is the same, like the long hose is coming from your right, and you have a necklace, everything is configured the same, you don't notice, per se, if it's one tank behind your back, or two tanks behind your back, or one tank under your arm, or two tanks under your arm.
When you're in the water.
Or a rebreather on your back, for that matter. I mean,
when you're in the water.
When you're in the water, exactly.
That's true. Exactly.
But there's that whole time before. I think that's a point I'm speaking to. It's when you're in the water,
it counts, right? Because we want to always be able to rely on our motor skills and on our standard set of protocols.
Absolutely. And the safety aspect of UTD, which is huge. It just makes you feel safe about diving together, diving as a team, diving as with a partner. Mm. I mean, it's all hugely important.
Yeah.
Diving is a really, like I said, it's like I've done a lot of sports in my life, but diving is the one that I pay the most attention to in terms of danger.
Yeah. And I think that's the transition thing that made it so easy, right? For you and for other people, is that all the protocols on side mount are identical to the protocols on back mount in our long hose and necklace configuration, right? I mean, the air sharing is the same. Going to the necklace is the same. Emergency procedures are the same. Mm. You know, it's all pretty much the same.
And it translates from open water down to cave diving.
Yeah.
Like completely. Because one thing, like an example I sometimes use for the more advanced divers, is that we have a protocol. If the visibility goes completely away in a cave and you need to share air, there's a protocol that means we're tapping on the regulator of the body we want air from.
Because
if the visibility is gone, you're on the line. You're physically in contact with a guideline, right? So you can find your way back because you have physical contact with your whole team. And you give them three taps on their regulator that are breathing. And our protocol states, regardless, you always donate from the gas in your mouth.
And why is that? Because you know it's working.
You know it's working.
And it's connected to a long hose.
It's connected to a long hose. So,
and then you take your auxiliary, right?
Exactly. The necklace hose, the necklace regulator.
Exactly.
And you go to that. And that's, you know, that's where we keep looking at how do these integrated procedures between back mount, side mount, rebreather, cave, open water, everything being like super cool. And just seamless, you know, for training. And
it's just easy because you get people trying to like sell you on that independent doubles side mount diving in team is also good. Well, I agree. Well, let's agree to disagree. I mean, I chose to dive this system in a team because it keeps the emergency procedures consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fact is that if you have to donate a tank underwater, in that scenario, is impossible. I don't care who you are.
Oh, donate a tank?
Yeah, because that's their solution, right? I mean, if you want to share gas and you have two short hoses, in a cave scenario, we have to pass a restriction in a team.
Okay. Yeah.
You're in a novice situation. You're on your line. How are you going to manage clipping on a new tank? So a third tank to the ones you have. It won't work.
Now, what's interesting about that, you know, so you're talking about a niche of a niche of a niche of a niche,
exactly.
Maybe of a niche, right? Cave divers stuck in a no-vis emergency situation behind a restriction where you need side mount to get out. But that is the birth point of UTD, right? The reason that we have been so successful in training recreational divers is we brought these techniques of extreme cave diving and extreme technical diving to an open water recreational market. And there's no difference in the needs of somebody at 60 feet and 18 meters on a in an open water dive as someone in a cave and no visibility on a line. If you're out of gas, you need gas.
Exactly.
And so using these—
in the simplest way.
In the simplest, fastest way, mostly fastest. Mm. So using these things that you learn, Cherry, and your training and side mount and shifting into this long hose and necklace configuration, that's just gives you consistency throughout your diving career and consistency with like everybody else who's diving in this system. There's no wondering, first of all, if somebody gives you an octopus, if it's ever been used before, if it's working, if it's full of weeds and spiders and who knows what's in that thing. You know, we always talk about running out of gas, running out of air in training, but I like to reframe that as not so much running out of gas, but as gas not available.
Yeah, because it can be anything.
It's
it can
very
be
like rare
a mouth we should bite through. It can be
anything.
Right.
A regulator just doesn't function properly.
Right.
Like so a membrane or regulator breaks. With every breath you take, you get a bit of water in. It's just annoying.
So gas becomes not available. Yeah. Now, within our little team of two or three, that's fine. We can have gas not available and have all our air sharing procedures done. But is it responsible to be in the ocean, especially in dives where you're surrounded by other recreational divers, and not be able to do a clean, out of gas situation to a population that might be more likely actually to have gas not available because they run out?
Yeah.
You know, recreational, untrained, not well-trained, people diving once a year, and you know, maybe not in the best physical condition.
Doesn't matter. I've in my career, I've took thousands of tri divers under the water, and I cannot count how many times they're really, really fast under air because they're nervous about being under the water.
Of course.
You know,
so in our team
hyperventilating,
situation, in our team situation, it's easy, right? Because we have this donation system going where, you know, if somebody swims up to you who you've never seen before, you know, they signal you're out of gas, they're out of gas, and you can actually donate a working regulator to them from their, from your mouth. They know it's working. You know, it's working. You go to the necklace, everything's fine.
Yeah. Everything's
and that's, fine. That's the beauty. It's not that we're training for running out of gas inside our own team. Because that's super rare with this level of training. What we're training for is gas not available because of a malfunction or just being a good citizen
And doing another
and being available to help people who need it. I think that's the key to it. That's the so that comes back to why do we like the Z system is that it, you talked about it earlier, Sherry, that it's really about maintaining this level of consistency and in training and in diving that's, you know, super easy.
I think also that's where I think that's where a lot of the misconception comes from is that people are wanting to take the like independent side mount and apply it to a team and expect it to be the same seamless integration as a twin set diver with manifolded doubles in another team. And it's not that simple. And I might want to argue that, okay, if you are an independent side mount diver that takes those side mount diving to the level that you want to, you know, explore caves and have more of a solo approach, maybe even though you're diving with another team in that expedition or whatever you're doing, your mindset is you solve your own problems. And then you can argue that, okay, you don't need the ZIT system because if you're not going to donate gas to a team because you don't have a team
to donate gas to.
You don't need a long hose.
No, and, so, and, I mean, it seems that the Z system and side mount, and I can only speak from my personal experience. I mean, even though it was originally invented, it created or discovered because of, you know, small spaces in maybe deep caves, but maybe it's more appropriate for the recreational diver.
Well, the Z system is, the Z system is for sure.
I mean, we're not talking about I can't speak to that. I mean, you guys are the experts. I cannot speak to doing huge deep dives, long dives, double tank type of things with the side mount. I don't even know how that works because I've never done it. But certainly for the majority of us on the planet that are recreational divers and just want to make it easier.
The traveling recreational diver, I think the set system is a huge asset.
Because, it's huge.
A, it's simple. It's light to travel with.
So easy to understand.
The tanks we prefer to use, aluminum tanks, aluminum 80 cubic feet tank, is the most readily available tank anywhere in the globe.
There you go. And that's a way the world needs to interpret this, is not try to figure this out, how to get through narrow spaces and deep dive and try to figure out two tanks. My personal opinion, I always have a strong opinion about things, but it's really, wow, how powerful to put it out there to the universe, to all those people that are kind of like, and I hate to say women, because I'm such a strong woman, but, you know, women, they're like, oh my God, it was so heavy and I just could barely get out of the water. I could hardly get in the water. And, you know, just that it can be so easy and you can enjoy the wonders of the universe down below the surface of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge to just make it easier for divers to dive. Make it easier.
Exactly.
And I just, you know, I guess my strong opinion about this whole conversation is, wow, this needs to be marketed to majority of us who are just recreational divers and just can make that experience of nature that much greater.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, huge. It's an awesome system. And it's fun.
It is a lot of fun. And it can be, and like you say, Jeff, it's scalable. I think you can use it for everything. And I mean,
I don't have a backplate. I'm a traditional technical cave diver. Mm. I trained, you know, doubles, back mount, blah, 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 the whole thing. I don't own a backplate. And the only wing I have is that little 20-pound, 6-kilo Z system wing. Mm. And, you know, that's all I dive. It doesn't matter. You know, if it's decompression, take more tanks. Mm. You need more gas, take more tanks. Need less gas, take less tanks. It's really that simple.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, I've done all kinds of dives on the set system. And the people that say that it's only for what you're describing, I don't think it's true. Because we did the whole China expedition using the set system.
All of us were on the side mount.
Cool. And if we,
was there a back mount set on that?
In the later years, there were two or three divers.
But the first one that we did, it was all side.
All side. Because we couldn't find any manifold doubles.
We couldn't get doubles. So we all had, there were like, what, 15 of us in China? And everybody had,
there were like 80 cubic feet tanks in the back of these pickup trucks.
But you could get those.
And they were fast.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. And it was air because these things were shallow.
Exactly.
Right. So we were able to go and do all these weird, crazy dives in really bizarre situations. And just go to the local dive shop and get 20 tanks, and then go to another local dive shop and get 20 more tanks.
Yeah.
But it was
because they ran out.
Because they run out. Yeah. But you know, if you asked them for doubles, they were like, no.
Exactly.
Forget it. Bring your own.
That's where it worked. I've also done an extreme dive in cold waters where I had to penetrate a submarine at 70 meters of water, and the hole was barely big enough for me to fit in, and I'm not a big person, with one tank.
Hmm.
So the only system that allows me to do that is the Z system.
Yeah.
Because I could take I went down in the water with six tanks on my person.
How'd you do that?
And you go down very fast. No, it's just to connect. You learn how to place them around
they're
your body.
They're clipped on in various places.
And really?
Clipped on, clipped on. Yeah, they're everywhere. So, but when I got down to the hole had a diameter of 60 centimeters, 2 feet.
What?
Right? 2 feet, yeah, six centimeters. That's a tiny hole. So I had to take all those tanks off and keep one and shove that out in front of me and then go down into the submarine to figure out if it was open on the inside or not. And I did that on the Z system. And it's perfect because any other system would be too compromising to take more than
amazing.
All the tanks off I can take, but I need to keep two to keep a double
system.
Wow.
So that's at the other extreme.
It is a little bit, yeah.
That's what's so interesting about this conversation, right? We're talking about, 200 feet, 60 meters in a tiny little hole into a wreck or a deep cave. And we're talking about beautiful, recreational, 20, 30, 40 foot dives.
Happy bubbles, yeah.
Yeah, happy bubbles. And And they both, they're both served by this same system. And I think that's the coolest thing ever.
Exactly. It does.
That's the coolest thing ever. So awesome.
Let's see where it goes. I'm sure the Z system will continue to evolve from when it was conspired in the first place. But I'm sure that basis has a great potential.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge to be expanded much bigger than it is because nobody knows about side mount.
Not in that way.
No, I mean, your world, they know about side mount. My world, people, you say side mount, they're like, what?
That's true.
They've never heard
that's
of it.
That's true.
And it needs to get out there. I think it'd be really, I mean, again, from my perspective, recreational diving, wow. Introduce that to the world. Yeah. I think it really be a huge, it potentially could be a huge boost to the whole diving industry. Really?
Yeah, it's going in that direction, but people haven't risen to it because no one's figured it out except for the Z system. It's all been in this independent weird system. So awesome. Well, we should bring that to a close, right?
Is it finished?
I think so. That's good.
How long are we going?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. But that was fun. You know, there's a half a bottle of wine gone and another half to go later. So awesome.
All right. More stories.
Thank you, Sharon.
More stories. Yeah.
Really good.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ben. All right.
Cheers.
Bye, everybody. See the black in you. Oh, it's gonna outside.